This is Shine On, the Health and Happiness Show, with new episodes every week on how to live well. Shine On is heard all over the world as a podcast, but it's heard first on the radio in New York's Hudson Valley.
Hi, it's Casey. Thank you so much for tuning in to Shine On. What you get is what you think about. That's what's on my mind today. You get what you explore. You get what you decide. You get what you give your time to. You learn from what you immerse yourself in. If you want something different, do something different. What hit me this week is we kind of choose our own reality. I don't know, right? We kind of do. I mean, if you want something different, you have to go someplace different with different people. You've got to read something different. If you check out your own social media feed, like I did mine recently, it only shows us the things we know and the things we like, literally. We are sculpting the world we see online. We're each sculpting our own little world, creating our own little universe. And I'm suddenly aware that I'm not sure that's a good thing, right? We're just walking around in our own little worlds. My social media feed is cute chickens, inspirational women's quotes, and the stars. Skies and sunsets and stars and planets. That's where my spirit is most of the time. Anything other than that on social media feed, I block, unfollow, dislike, unfriend, whatever. Anything that disrupts my spirit, bam, I get rid of it. I blot it out like it doesn't exist. Get me back to the stars and the sun and the moon and the chickens. So I was talking to a woman the other day. Actually, I was listening to a woman, and she was talking about Fox News very excitedly. And she said that Fox News is known for only giving facts, just the facts. She said that over and over again. Her reality, I learned, observed, is reinforced everywhere she looks in her life. And I'm sure her social circles and her social media circles, she is in her own world. So this scenario will continue as she grows farther and farther away, as we all grow farther and farther away from the people we disagree with, as if the people we disagree with don't even exist. They're not even human or real. So this woman, she can point to it. She can say, look, these are the facts. They tell me these are facts and these are the facts. And all of us probably do the same kind of thing on some level. You get what you focus on. You get what you want to be informed about. And if you want a broader view, you're going to need to look at places that you don't know exist or you think aren't worthy to exist, like different news outlets. I don't know anybody who says, let me watch this, this, and this, three different news channels and make my own opinion. I don't know anyone, really, who says, is that theater? Is that for ratings? Is that real? Did that really happen? I don't know anyone who does that. I really don't. Maybe you, Frankenberry. You might do that. All right. I remember eating weird Twinkies and Hostess cupcakes. Come on, think about the Twinkies. There's nothing in that texture is like food-like. That Twinkie is, you know, I don't know what it is. But the sponginess, that's, you can't do that in your own kitchen, create that. And then the Hostess cupcakes with that thick layer of chocolate, that dark, dark black brown chocolate with the white curly thing on it. So thick, you could, you know, make like a silly putty ball out of it. I remember those as a kid, and people would say, that's not good for you. And I believed that there was a benevolent food god making sure America was safe from harmful dyes and chemicals and pesticides in food, because I would say, well, if it was bad, they wouldn't make it. If it was bad, they wouldn't sell it. And I could point to evidence. All the other kids are eating it. Their parents wouldn't let them eat it if it was bad. So if we think there are information gods looking out for us today, we're probably wrong about that, too. Today, I have said this before, it's an effort to find out what's right and what's wrong and what's good and what's bad. And before we go into the world around us, let's start right here at home in our own bodies. I passed a woman. She was jogging through my neighborhood the other day. She was like so super sweaty and she's checking her smartwatch for, I don't know, joggy things. And she had muscles on her muscles. And to me, her body looked so uncomfortable. She was almost hunched over with the tension of her own muscles. But I thought, and it looked odd to me. I'm like, oh, that's not what my body looks like. And my friends don't look like that either. But I'm betting her social media feed, everybody looks like that. Strong and healthy and sweaty and pushing themselves. Pushing themselves. She sees the world, I'm guessing, through the lens of fitness and heart rate and perspiration. And I guess that's what we're talking about today. Seeing the world through different lenses. And with our next guest, Dr. Julie Gatza, she sees the world through the lens of digestion. Hi, it's Casey. Thank you so much for tuning in to Shine On. Dr. Julie Gatza is back. We're going to talk about health and wellness and guts. And I don't want to say you changed my life, Dr. Julie, but I think you might have.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah. Since the last time we spoke, I now take digestive enzymes, not before every meal, but when I remember.
Right.
I now... Your voice is in my head. And so when I'm not feeling right, I just drink some water and maybe do some push-ups. You remember saying that?
Yes, of course.
So now when I'm not feeling, you know, great, that little voice goes in my head and is like, all right, I don't know if I'm going to do a push-up, but I think I'll drink some water. I'm finding alternatives to drinking wine at night. And honestly, you know, what we've been talking about lately is how you get the life you choose, you get the reality you focus on, right? Yes. So the more conversations I have with you and people like you, the better my chances are of having a better diet, having a better exercise routine. And as I mentioned, I sit here in my sweaty t-shirt having just come off, you know, a strength training class. So thank you.
You're very welcome. You know, it's just, it's gradients, it's small steps, and no one can do this alone. So you know, myself included, when I get encouragement, I'm like, oh, it's the stuff I say, but everyone needs a little help.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Why is that? Why can't we do it alone?
I just think that this universe at least demands two people to have back and forth, back and forth. Now, if you have more than that, great. But to do this alone is just, you have to be some superhuman strength with an unbelievable amount of, ability without to sag.
Right. So that's the magic. It's the magic when two people say, we're going to work on this together.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You're in Florida. I'm in New York. Here, our leaves are changing. Do you get a fall?
We get it in January or February where we start to lose a ton of leaves. It's strange. I have a swimming pool that's not covered. So in January, it starts and it doesn't end for a while.
And you'll never cover that. You'll just pull the leaves out.
On this, the way it's configured, correct. Now, others I would recommend definitely get a cover, but now this one, it doesn't suit it. The house is too old and it'd be weird.
So seasons change in and diets change. It just happens like that. Like my husband didn't make a meatloaf all summer. He does all the cooking in the house. And now it's Monday night. He's making meatloaf and he makes like a huge turkey meatloaf enough to last the whole week. Our diets change. So is that a good thing?
Yes, I think so. It's the reason being is it's variety. Obviously, we get a lot of fresh everything in the summertime. But, you know, one of the things that I see that I gravitate towards more in the fall and the winter is I start using more zucchini and squashes and savory type vegetables. I start using way more herbs because herbs have so much flavor and value to the body. And I find that Americans in general, we don't season enough. I'm not talking salt, pepper, and hot sauce. I'm talking, when was the last time you used a jar of marjoram? You know, really, do you even know what it smells like? But if you were to start using way more, you find that you're more satisfied. You don't need such high fat content in your diet. And it's because these herbs are aiding you digestively. They're aiding you mentally. They're aiding you feeling like you're not going to be so hungry, and all the other little properties that you could look up, whichever herb you're using.
Marjoram. Is that what you said?
Yes.
I wasn't even sure how to pronounce it.
Yeah, marjoram. And I was at the store and I said, what is this? I don't recognize the smell. So now I have a marjoram plant in a pot outside and I've used it on fish and chicken. I've thrown it in soups and I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
It's a new spice to me, but it's a nice flavor that I hadn't really been aware of.
So we should get the plant itself, the marjoram plant, the rosemary plant.
You know, if you can, it's always the best. But if you can't, just try to buy spices that are basically not made in China. We want, you know, organic if you can, because they're so, you know, condensed. That's the word I'm looking for. So, you know, but try to buy, you know, better spices if you can. But fresh is best.
I read once that we have to look out for many spices are irradiated, like they shoot them with radiation to kill off any parasites or whatever. But they're also killing off any nutritional value.
I mean, it's basically a microwave as well. That's what a microwave does. So if you're microwaving your food even for a minute and thinking it's not a big deal, you just killed the nutrients in that food.
Kidding.
Nope. Even the water. There was a science experiment at my daughter's school when she was younger, and they microwaved water and unmicrowaved water, and they put, you know, the beans in a piece of paper towel and watered both. The normal ones sprouted great. The microwaved water was yellow, hardly bloomed, looked sickly. So it even killed the water.
Wow.
I know. I didn't need any more information than that. Every house I've ever had, I've thrown out the microwave. I think this one, it's up in the garage. When I first bought the house, I left the microwave. So
I, too, do not use a microwave. I don't have one. Part of the reason is my house is so small. But the other part of the reason is I never got it. Like, I never got the convenience of it. Because I can live on cereal and bagels, I don't need to cook a lot. So making a cup of tea, the magic in the tea is the making of it for me, right?
For me, too. I'm drinking tea.
Yeah, so I need the ritual. And for me, popping something in a door and pressing a button that's something that beeps at me, that just, it's not ritual for me.
So I agree.
My husband, who is absolutely a chef in every sense of the word, he is a chef. He's learned to live without a microwave, you know, because like I said, the place is small, but it just never felt right to me.
Yeah, I recognized it when my daughter was in a high chair and I was heating up her water bottle, the bottle with the water in it. And I was moving her away from the microwave. When it was done, I put her back in front of it. And I went, wait a minute.
Right.
What am I doing? Why do I even have this in the house if I'm worried about my kid in a high chair in front of the thing? So
right. So
that was it. Since then, I've never had a microwave. And I actually, I mean, I've heard of stories of the kids at my kid's school that were hungry after lunch and they recognized that they were microwaving the food, so they were losing the nutrients and they weren't being satisfied.
All right. So we're going to load up on more squash. We're going to put spices on our squash. And you say the spices will help our digestive health. So we know you're all about the digestive health. Talk to me about the digestive strength and the immune system.
So if your digestive system is working properly, just think of it so simply. It means food goes in, you're able to break it down because you make enough enzymes, you're eating the right foods. It goes through small holes in the small intestine, goes into the bloodstream. The bloodstream carries those nutrients to every part of the body. It's just the highway to deliver all the nutrition. Your immune system is one of those stopover places for delivery. So if your digestive system is not working properly, your immune system will suffer because it's lacking the nutrients it needs to build itself up. So when digestion is not working perfectly and your immune system's not doing well, you're liable to be sick. That in turn makes the immune system have to work harder when it's not being fed and your digestive system isn't getting repaired. So this is how disease basically starts. I don't care if it's autoimmune or if you have a cold or a virus that you can't kick easily. If you fix the gut and get it efficient, then your immune system has the nutrients it needs to handle the rest.
Okay. I'm going to talk about something crazy in a few minutes. So I'm just giving you a warning. Okay. I'm going to talk crazy things, but right now I want to ask about, you know, I mentioned my husband making this Monday night meatloaf. He also cooks off like some chicken breasts and other like Brussels sprouts. He'll make all the food on Monday so we can eat all week. But the food, as I said, gets heavier and heavier this time of year. How do we avoid not going too far down that road?
I think that the biggest trick to do that is to just basically avoid the grains. If you avoid the grains, you're going to be in better shape. People think they're getting the fiber from the grains and their popcorn that they're eating late at night. And you're getting fiber from your vegetables. So eat your vegetables for certain, cook them in a million ways. If you don't think you like them, there's 20 other recipes you could check out and, you know, maybe decide that you like at least 4 or 5 different vegetables. But, you know, the heavier and heavier, we do have a tendency to eat heavier. We do have a tendency to slow down like a bear in hibernation, you know, in the wintertime. But because our grains are so altered in this country, you just best to even avoid the gluten-free grains. If you want to use it.
Really?
Mm-hmm. There's glyphosate and so much. I mean, I don't eat all organic. I wish I did and could, but just don't feel like being that girl that runs around to try to only shop that way.
Yeah.
So now I have to be more mindful about, okay, what is important? You know, probably eggs and chickens, important to eat organic. There's some other things in there that should be, but, you know, how do I feel best and my patients do well?
Yeah.
No grains.
So when you say grains, what do you mean? Pasta, rice? What?
Yep. I mean, you know, rice is probably the exception to sometimes, but, you know, I would say the oat, the barley, the wheat, you know, your pasta, your pizzas, your crackers, all those things are simply fillers. There's not really food value that you're going to benefit from at this day and age. You're better to eat, you know, a big savory soup with, you know, some chickpeas in it if you want something else, and you throw in the spices and put in some squash into it and, you know, really build it up, and you can eat that for the next 3 days and, you know, be perfectly fine.
Books have been written on how wheat is different today than it was in our grandparents' day. White bread in our grandparents' day wasn't, like, I don't want to say toxic is too strong a word, but it was bland, but it wasn't unsafe. Like, you know, going back to maybe the 50s. But now, I mean, tell us a little bit about how grains have changed.
Well, they've allowed, you know, even just the traditional grain itself has been altered in the lab so that it doesn't have disease and you can produce more, which, you know, looks good on paper. But how is that affecting us? It's basically like eating the filler to the box that your Amazon thing came in.
Right.
It's just a place filler. It's not nutrition anymore. And so when you're feeding your kids cereal and kicking them out the door and, you know, you're grabbing a bagel on the fly and all these grains are simply changed from the seed itself, and then we're not replenishing our soil. So now we have devoid soil, which is why so much of our vegetables and fruit don't have much taste. The minerals in the soil is what's going to give you that. So, you know, then they irradiate it. Who knows what sort of weird glaze they put on it. They enrich it. They bleach it. I mean, it's quite a process before it lands on your plate with a slab of butter and it looks so delicious.
Right. So do you eat any bread? Is there an organic something that you...
You know, there's one in a local place here in Tampa that serves a millet and flax bread. It's called Sammy's. And, you know, when I'm just dying for eggs on toast, I'll keep it in the freezer and occasionally pull it out. But I try not to substitute one for one just because it's a slippery slope. And then, you know, you're not really helping yourself. Grains in general keep people's weight, you know, heavier in general. And so, you know, it's just an easy way for me to just cut that out and not have to battle.
Got it. My cereal, when I eat cereal, it's only an organic amaranth cereal. But, you know, it's like $17 a box now or something ridiculous for a box of cereal. And I do eat the Ezekiel bread, which is, I don't even know.
Yeah, I'm not, you know, as a general rule, it's a grain and, you know.
You just stay away.
I just do. Yeah. You know, and if I'm going to go hog wild, I'm going for something major. I'm making it a pizza. I'm, you know,
right.
I'm planning on it. So I plan on the next day. I'm going to be a bit inflamed and not feel as great as I usually do.
All right. Protein, fiber, you know, TikTok is going crazy for both of these things. I know. Isn't it ridiculous?
Like, it is.
People just make stuff up. Like, okay, now just eat fiber. Now just eat protein. It's so crazy.
It is. It's just sensation. And I think it's called fiber maxing. I had to hear about it from one of these shows. And really, all it is people eating fiber.
Yeah.
Great. Go have some fruits. Wonderful. You're basically being a vegetarian.
Yeah. Right. All right. Seasonal changes. What else do we need to know?
You know, one of the things that does happen is because it's not summertime, people do start to drink a little less liquids. So I highly recommend that you wake up in the morning, drink 2 huge glasses of water. It sets the tone. Your body's been at rest all night. It livens everything up. It takes away a bit of hunger. And it starts the system where you don't necessarily have to have caffeine if you're, you know, wanting to get yourself healthier. So, you know, drink the water. So many times you're hungry and you're reaching for something that you didn't need. You were just thirsty.
Right. And we've lost track of the cues that our body gives us. All right, you ready for the crazy?
Yeah.
So lately I've been with some really old people on occasion. You know it's coming, right?
I'm just smiling because I'm waiting for it.
Old people, like really old. We're talking ancient people.
Right.
They have gas.
Oh, I know. They do.
So I had to Google, why do ancient people fart so much?
Mm-hmm.
And what I learned, you probably know, it's that as you age, your digestive system slows down.
Absolutely. Just like your heart, just like all the systems in the body.
So if their digestive system slows down and they lose certain enzymes, they're not digesting the food they eat. And I feel so bad for them because that's a terrible way to go through life. Like,
I agree.
When you're ancient, you know, you shouldn't have to worry about that.
Yes, it's true.
You fix it.
Yes. I mean, you know, the body does have an end point, but I always believe that until it's there, you should have a healthy, efficient body. And because I put all my, you know, major attention on the digestive system, taking high quality enzymes is a huge way to help that out from youth all the way to age. So I use one called Absorbaid. It's a vegan formula. It has all the enzymes to break down the proteins, the carbohydrates, the fruits, the dairy products even. And so when you take it with a meal, your body says, oh my goodness, great. We can actually wring more nutrients with each one of the meals and bites that you take. So if elderly people would take high quality digestive enzymes like the Absorbaid, they would feel better, have more energy, have less digestive stress, and that overall is going to keep them healthier.
All right. Very good. Thank you so much for joining us today. What does the rest of your day look like? You're going to drink water and do push-ups?
Yes, I actually am set to exercise here, and I've got some work and some patients later, so it's a little smattering today.
All right. We thank you for joining us, as always.
Thank you. And if anyone's interested in the Absorbaid, they can get onto the website, which is naturessources.com. They can get some free samples on the website or 20% off their first order. And I say, check it out. It's great to be educated with your show, but you're not going to get better unless you do something. So this company makes it super easy for people.
So that's Dr. Julie Gatza, and she views the world through the lens of digestion. What's your lens? What do you view the world through? What's your through line? What's your theme? What are you always looking at? You get what you look at. You become what you immerse yourself in. I was driving home the other night. Well, it was last night, as a matter of fact, and this gorgeous, gorgeous ball of light streaked across the sky. It was unbelievable. Nothing else in the sky. It was just past dusk when the sky is that like deep blue color before it goes to black. And here comes this meteorite, I'm guessing, screeching across the sky. And then the tail end of it broke off. And now there's two meteorites screeching across the sky, a big one and a little one. And I'm like, wow, that is so cool. But that's what I'm looking at. When I'm driving, I never know where I am. I never know what road I'm on, but I can tell you what the sky looks like. I can tell you what the trees look like. I can tell you the temperature of the air. That's the lens I look at life through. Other people were driving behind me, in front of me. They probably never saw that thing screeching through the sky because they're looking at life through a different lens. Or maybe they saw it and it didn't strike majesty and awe in them. We all get what we're looking for, what we're expecting, what we focus on. I don't know. That's what's rolling around my head these days. So focus on good things, maybe. See you next time. Shine on. Thank you.